Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss our latest Animal Crossing endeavors, our earliest kindergarten memories, the nightmares of a Zoom escape room, and the magic of Joshua Tree. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. 20, 19, 18, 17.
I'll kill you.
16.
I'm not going to do this. You better just, I'm going to start 14, it right now. I'm going to start 13, the episode right now.
12, 11, 10, 9,
honey.
8, 7,
6,
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off!
Negative 1. Negative 2.
Hello! Negative 3. Hey, do you... I feel like I talk about this all the time.
Is it about the count?
Yes! Do you follow the count on Twitter?
No. What's his Twitter? I like to count.
I don't know. It's what's his name from The Muppets or whatever he's from?
I'll look
Sesame
right now.
Sesame Street.
I'll look the count.
He's the only consistent in my life. He's the only one I can count on.
His name's Count Von Count.
Count Von Du? Any relation?
I think they're play cousins.
When he posts a number, I always want to reply, so true, bestie.
Is he counting up?
Yes, honey.
He's at 2,932 as of this moment.
Yeah. So, and what's the problem, Boblem?
Did he start at 1?
I don't know. Just see how many tweets he's ever had.
Okay.
That'll give you the answer, honey.
You are smart. You,
anyway,
my friend, are a genius.
I get most of my counting inspiration from the counts.
He's verified.
Yeah.
Do you think the count was verified before or after I was?
I don't know. I'm sure you can Google it. But if I saw a number tweeted out by an unverified count account, I don't know if I could trust that.
It's true.
Yeah. So
what do you think he's counting up to? And do you think whoever's running his social media just like...
What do you mean whoever's running? What do you... He's verified.
He doesn't have... I was going to say thumbs, but he does. I'm looking at a picture of him right now.
We are talking, of course, about the count.
Do you think he tweets from a laptop or from his iPhone?
He is such a TweetDeck user. He has them all scheduled, I'm sure.
Okay, so that was my question. So whoever runs this account, do you think they have to go in and schedule a bunch on TweetDeck at a time?
I don't know, but like he seems... I just said hee hee.
He seems
very on top of his counting game. And you know what I love about the count? He's
what?
Focused. He's energized. He uses exclamation marks. He adds in the when it matters most.
Yeah.
It's consistency is key. So,
do you know what my most my biggest memory around counting is?
No.
In kindergarten, we were learning to count to 100.
Ugh.
And when we got past 100, we were all saying 101, 102. And the teacher was very mean about not including "and" in there. She was like, it's just 101, not 101. And we all got really yelled at for including and. And I thought, I'm just learning to count, ma'am.
She sounds unhinged is the word I was looking for.
I don't know why that's such a core memory for me, but we were just really disciplined in kindergarten. That's my one of two kindergarten memories.
My kindergarten memories, I just remember seating charts and the like paper-ish type fabric of the like these like bricks in the classroom that you could like build with. They were like this big kind of.
Oh yeah, I hated those. And the paper was always coming off of them because someone would like step on it or like peel it.
Yeah, besides that, I don't really remember much of kindergarten.
Did you have, when you had to do testing, did they put those boxes over you?
Boxes?
So our desks... Our desks
anti-cheating boxes?
Yes, our desks were set up in fours where it was like two desks side by side facing two desks across from each other. And so when we did like standardized MEEP testing, which was what Michigan called it, they would put these boxes, like a cardboard box over two of the desks to create like, so you couldn't cheat off of people. And I would always ask if I could be one of the people in the boxes.
Because you didn't want the temptation to cheat or you didn't want others to cheat off you.
I just thought it was way more cool to be in the box than to be out of the box.
Hey, remember Out of the Box?
I don't.
Out of the Box.
I remember Jack in the Box.
Out of the Box.
No, what's that?
Out of the Box.
Is it like Blue's Clues?
It's a little, yeah. It's a little Gullah Gullah Island. It's a little. Is it
Bananas in Pajamas?
Bananas in Pajamas. I saw a tweet about how Jack and Finn look like bananas in pajamas. And I thought, you're not wrong, but you are completely wrong. But I see it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been worse comparisons made, I'm sure.
I mean, because it's two identical bananas in two identical sets of pajamas. And they look wholesome and approachable. As much as two potassium carriers can be. And yeah, I thought the comparison was, I didn't know why, but it was spot on for me.
And you were sexually attracted to both them and the bananas.
I wanted to consume them.
Fill yourself with some potassium.
I wanted to bruise them up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Fuck,
I wanted
yeah.
to mush them and mash them.
Yeah.
smash them and eat them and peel them and take the, you know, when the little banana skins.
I hate that.
The little, like, what is that?
I hate
string
that.
Of banana string?
I hate that. I saw a TikTok of someone eating just those, and I was really stressed out by it.
Hey, are bananas kind of the mozzarella sticks of nature? With the string situation you got going on?
Well, you know I'm a biter, not a peeler when it comes to my mozzarella cheese sticks.
That's fucked up.
No, it's just more... It's just faster. I just want all that cheese in me ASAP.
What's the rush? Why do you got a big time rush on that one?
If you eat it really quickly, then you can probably have another because people won't even know that you ate the one really fast. And then you can have another and then you won't get in trouble.
Okay. I don't know about all that, but I like to string them.
You do? You're a pull and peel kind of girl?
I'm a pull and peel kind of gal. Though, I am strictly mozzarella only for my cheese sticks. It's like when I see a cheddar cheese stick, no. I think exotic and fun, but like that's not what we're doing right now. I think that's a bit too far off the deep end.
What about a Baby Bell?
Baby Bell, who is she?
Those like little, the little like circle ones and they're in the red like... plastic wrap and you got to unwrap it and then you got to peel the like wax off of it.
So that to me read very rich. We didn't have
rich
baby
people
bells.
Stuff.
That was a rich people thing. When I would babysit for this family who lived in the rich neighborhoods, they were always fully stocked in baby bells. Bitch, you think we had cheese? We had the like, you know, the
craft singles. That's
so,
not cheese. We had craft singles too, but nowadays
I have a stack of craft singles in my fridge thinking, oh, this is good to have in the house when I'm having an after party and I want to make 10 grilled cheeses. Tell me you, no. Tell me no.
Hunt,
tell me no.
Hunt. Okay, so listen. You can. You know how I taught you how to eat a handful of shredded cheese from the bag?
You didn't teach me that.
I taught you that. You learned it from me the hard way when we lived together.
What was the hard way? What in what way did I struggle to learn that?
And
I
you had never heard of it, and then we would get home from the bar in San Francisco, and I'd be like, "Do you want a snack?" And I'd be like, "Let me show
there's
you."
No, there, I just I'm not trying to be a contrarian, but
I'm pretty sure
no
it's in your
where
I'm
you
sure in
of
binge.
All people ever taught me.
I'm pretty sure that's a chapter in Binge.
You know, actually, you could be right on that, but there's no world where you have ever taught me how to snack. Sorry.
Honey, well, this isn't, if you're suddenly all of a sudden saying that you were eating handfuls of cheese from the bag before you lived with me, then like, what's the truth? Did you have cheese in your house or not?
Well, we, yes, we had cheese. Yes,
this doesn't
we
align
had cheese.
With your poor story.
Yes, we had cheese, but we didn't have the smashed circular bell, cheese bells,
babies,
whatever.
Babies,
baby bells.
Bells.
Baby.
I
babies
saw
bells.
The other day when I was running,
bring
I saw
me the baby's bells.
And then are they like, are they just little bells?
Who?
The baby's bells. If we're bringing you the baby's bells, what are they like?
I'm talking the baby bells, the cheese smushed circular bells.
Yeah.
No, baby bells. Though I do believe if a baby had a bell, I feel like that's from
Spirited
Away.
You would know when it's coming. You would know when it's coming.
That's from some type of movie where the big baby had a bell that would ring to be like, I need something right now.
What about animals with bells on their collars? Into it or not?
Not into it. Dogs, cats, all animals, pretty loud to begin with. And they move a lot.
Don't dogs like, don't they like, they already are scratching their head sometimes and you can hear their tags on their collars jingling?
Yes, yes. So yeah, I don't mean the jingle jangle.
Our friends here, that's why they take their dog's collar off at night and then they say, oh, he's in his jammies.
Oh, I like to keep the collar on because Crouton is still learning. So if for some reason he needs to be yanked and put somewhere, I do not want to yank and pull him by the skin.
I wouldn't want to yank and pull him by the collar. He'll get a neck.
If he's running away from me because he knows he did something wrong, I need something to grab onto that's not his bare skin. And so his collar is a great grabbable resource.
I don't think PETA supports this message.
He is a schemy little bitch sometimes. And he knows when he does something wrong. So if he's trying to run away,
does he? You should get him one of those.
He doesn't get naked. No.
You should get him one of those harnesses that has like the handle on the back.
Baby, that's what he has on. I'm not talking about like a. I don't put a collar on him.
I thought he
has
doing
a harness.
Like,
he's a full time harness girl.
I thought you were talking like when, what was that Gong Show shit? And then they just pull out the hook and hook you right off the stage real quick.
No, you know? I don't do that with Crouton. No.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't ever yank a dog by the collar.
I don't know, but he the harness is a good middle ground because I can just hold on to that without it choking him.
You just you pick him up, you carry him around like a little purse.
Though he is heavy.
Is he thick?
No, he's just like a big dog.
He's bigger than you think. Is he slim thick?
He is slim thick. He's dense.
Do you think he'll like me when we meet?
He is very agreeable with humans. I have yet to see him dislike a human. He doesn't.
We can change that.
He doesn't bite humans. He doesn't, you know, dogs, he's still, it's very annoying. I want to be like, can you shut the fuck up? So.
Well.
You know. Hey, happy 420, my sweet angel of music.
I can't wait to celebrate.
How are you celebrating?
Well, I'll probably take one of my fun edibles.
Oh.
It's fun. You should try it.
Well, I was thinking, you know what? Actually, maybe that is what I'll do. I was thinking about doing like a Twitch I don't know, subathon or something.
420 that's like wig haul?
A 420, you know, experience, which means I have... We're recording this the day before 420, so it means I have like 12 hours to figure out what the hell is going on tomorrow, in addition to whatever stream I do today. So good luck to me on figuring anything out, but you know.
Well, and I know, and at this point, if you need weed, you're going to need to get it delivered because it's going to be...
I got some deliveries.
The stores are going to be full. It's like their Christmas. It's like their Black Friday.
I got delivered some 420 gift packages. And so I will be, my plan is to open those on the stream. But one of them is this like huge glass box, but it's glass that's like the glass that's in movies that you can break. And so it came with a mallet and then you're supposed to break open the glass box and it's supposed to shatter everywhere like a movie. But I'm kind of like, this is a little bit like the equivalent of like putting in a gift box a whole bunch of those like squiggly papers that just make
confetti.
A mess everywhere. Yes, it's like, I understand the aesthetic, but you've really ruined my day. But I will not look this gift horse in the mouth. I am excited because it's glass and I can see through and I can see a lot of weed. But until I mallet it, I can't indulge.
You could purposely injure yourself with it and then sue.
Ooh, a 420 lawsuit? Now we're speaking. Now we're talking.
Judge Judy is looking for cases.
Well, I'm here.
They've got a lot of reruns. So if you're looking for a lawsuit and you're in the LA area.
Okay. All right, designer. All right.
Have at it.
Do you have any other plans for 420?
What? That'll be Tuesday.
Baby, that's tomorrow. That's today. The day this is live. This is it. What's happening today?
I'm going to run.
Do you run high ever?
No. And I've never gone to the gym high either.
Let me tell you. Today's the day. Why not?
Really?
Try it.
I joined this new running group and someone was saying that they ran high and I thought, I just don't know if I could do that.
I know you can. I believe in you.
Is it like a smoke and run or like an edible and run?
I would smoke. But then again, I don't know if I mean, I like cardio stoned when it's stationary. So like a bike or a treadmill or something like that, because I just feel like I'm frolicking and prancing and I'm not getting tired at all. I'm just kind of like vibing and on the journey. But I can't imagine trying to do like a crosswalk while high and trying to run and like...
People in my neighborhood already don't ever stop at stop signs anyway. Like I almost get hit every day. The last thing I need to be is stoned and doing it. I've considered like having a little puff and going to the gym. And I thought it would actually probably make me less anxious at the gym, but I've yet to dabble.
I love lifting weights stoned.
Maybe I'll give it a whirl. Maybe that's what my 420 adventure will be.
I do think you should be careful. That's my tip.
I ain't lifting that much weight. I'm not mask for mask just yet.
Well, you know, you might think you can do something and I wouldn't want you to injure yourself.
Girl, have you met me? I don't think I can do anything at the gym.
That's beautiful. Continue that trend. I still haven't gone back to the gym since the whole shebang shaboodle.
Well, you've got your own gym now.
That's true. I'm the captain now. I moved my gym downstairs.
I know. You took over my guest room. Did you put bunk beds in there so I can have somewhere to sleep when I come?
No. No bunk beds.
Where will I sleep?
You'll figure it out. So I have faith. I think I have, like, I certainly have those blow-up air mattresses. You can, like, figure that out.
I could sleep in the bathtub in the office bathroom.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Isn't that where you hid when the helicopters were over your house?
No, I hid in my own bed. I locked my bedroom door. Oh my God. So, okay. Friday, I was preparing. This past weekend, I went to Joshua Tree. Are you familiar?
I've heard of it, but I've never been.
You've never been?
No, I want to go. It's on my to-do list.
I did an Airbnb brand deal like 2 years ago or something.
That sounds familiar.
And they paid me with Airbnb credits, which... in hindsight, was the best thing of all time. Because I think when you get paid in money, my instinct is to never use money. But when you get paid in like a credit for a service that you love, I am actually like booking experiences and going and doing things and blah, 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 blah. So this past weekend, I went on one of my trips to Joshua Tree with Airbnb credits that I had accumulated. And it was like a trip that was just like a small weekend, but I have a few of those planned throughout the year, and I have another Joshua Tree one in the books. So like maybe if you want to go, we can make something out.
Well, it's been a year and a half since I've seen you, so let's coordinate it.
Okay, okay. Well, anyway, we went to Joshua Tree this past weekend, and the Friday when I was supposed to be getting ready to get going and like pack and everything, I locked myself out of three separate rooms. So first
in your house?
Yes, because my doors lock and you know how they some doors have like a little hole you can poke with like try to unlock it. All the doors have that, but all of the doors don't seem to like have a thing that you can poke inside of those holes. I was like, what is the point of this hole? I'm like in it with pins, I'm in it with like little. And I had like 30 minutes until
there
I was getting picked up.
There must be a trick. There must. Did you try Googling how to get in those?
No, I just, I got aggressive and I was like, I used this passport that I have for like a escape room building. And I, because it was the thickest bendable thing that I have. And I slid it down the inside of the door to like try to, you know. Oh, it was a whole to-do and it was a doozy.
Do you need to go order yourself like a 4-pack of rubber door stoppers?
Oh, door stoppers?
Like just the little ones to like wedge open whatever doors are closing and locking themselves in your house.
Well, the thing is,
doesn't even make sense.
No. I have to, I often have to close doors so that I can keep track of where dogs are traveling.
Yeah.
And so if I need the dog to stay with me at all times, because like sometimes the dog wants to go do things. Anyway.
No, that.
And,
I was gonna say,
and then
that,
I'll put like the dog in this office sometimes if I'm like vacuuming somewhere and I'm like, I just don't want to deal with him barking at the vacuum. But he'll step up against the door and he has pushed the lock on the door. And so he has locked himself
in. He's that tall?
Baby, he is a long dog.
I was going to say, remember the one time when you had your New Year's Eve party and we all went to dinner and then we came back and somebody had locked the door on the guest bedroom and shut it. And that literally happened.
That's the dilemma.
And then all of our clothes were locked in the guest bedroom. And we were like, well, now we can't get ready for New Year's Eve.
We certainly opened the door.
I think we had to. Yeah, I think it was one of those situations where we had to find a escape room passport.
Anyway,
I miss escape rooms.
What, there's still time. You can do them.
One of my friends was saying they had to do a work Zoom escape room.
A Zoom escape room. I think that is the lowest of all lows you can imagine. What happens in an escape room on Zoom?
I think you have to like blink twice, or like synchronize your blinking. I don't know. It didn't sound as fun as a real escape room. You know, I love real escape rooms.
It's giving me what The Circle on Netflix is and how it is a low quality version of
Bitch.
Survivor or Big Brother. Like it's giving me,
listen,
it wishes it could be an escape room, but it's really just The Circle.
Listen, the first season of The Circle was, yeah, don't get me wrong, we were ready for it to be over. I was like, I'll finish it because I put some time into it. But I watched the first 4 episodes of The Circle season 2 and it's already, what's the say, leaps and bounds better than season 1.
I didn't finish season 1, but maybe I'll get into it.
I would say, I don't think you need to finish season 1.
Hey, are you doing, 2 Survivor-related things. I saw a Survivor Animal Crossing thing.
I've seen those around. I've never dabbled in one myself. I've wanted to host one is what I've wanted to do.
Why don't you do it? I think you should organize one and do it with people from the Discord.
Here's what I want to do, though, is I need another island. I don't want to demolish my, like, own island to make it, like, a survive. Like, cause trust me, I have ideas. I've already, like, designed the island in my head. I need to look and actually see if I just buy another copy of the game, if it'll let me just like to have a second island that way.
Yeah, that's the only way you can do it.
Well, no, I read on Twitter that it said you could only do it if you had two switches.
Oh.
And I thought, well, I'd spend another $50 on the video game, but I wouldn't spend another $300 on a Switch.
That's really dumb. There must be a workaround. I'll look into that for you, my sweet angel.
But listen, I've already designed the island in my head. I've already got challenges. All I need is stable internet.
As of last week, I got my island up to 3 stars.
Oh, shit.
And so now I can terraform, and I have been kind of rearranging everything on my island. I've at least spent a lot of time fixing a lot of strange like angles of shit. Yeah. Just so that like my island can kind of feel a little bit more purposeful and mindful as far as like ledges and the curvature of the water and stuff. So I'm working on that, but I'm a little bit daunted in rearranging where everything goes on my island. I wish that, like, now I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Now I understand why I should have thought a little bit ahead. But I didn't know what I was, like, going to place all around my island as far as, like, how many houses go and how many stores and everything. But now I'm like, oh, it seems so daunting to move. Like, I want to make a neighborhood for all of my villagers. But, like, oh my God, that is going to be a fucking endeavor if I want to try to do that.
No, it's just 50K a pop to move a house.
50K for a verse, no album out.
And you have to move the house. And then trust me, I've moved all of my houses more than once.
Well, I also did my first villager hunt.
And did those tickets I gave you come in handy?
Oh my God, I think I used like 25 tickets. Which is not that much. I feel like most people have said that they've used a lot more. So I still have a lot more tickets, so thank God. But I found, I added Judy to my island.
Ah, she's on my list.
And I added, who else? Somebody else with a J name. I forget who, though.
Julia?
Honestly, maybe. Do you know who Julia is?
I think there's an ostrich named Julia.
I think I got Judy and Julia. Yes, that's who I added to my island. And I got rid of some eagle that fucking sucks.
Celia.
Yes. And I still have a lot of other villagers that I'm trying to get rid of. But
do you want me to mail you the amiibo so you can bring in the unicorn?
See, this is a conflict
like that's
for me.
Cheating?
The rest of my island already is cheating. Like everyone gifting me.
I mean, truly,
and
you didn't get anything. You've just been gifted everything.
But I think there is something fun to the search aspect. Mm-hmm. Like when we did our villager search, it was fun. And when we finally found like villagers that we had been hoping to find, that was exciting. So yes, I want Julian and I want the amiibo, but like I also think it would be. I think it would be more satisfying to find Julian. You know?
Did you mail me anything?
Yes.
When did you mail it? Because I haven't received it.
Are you serious?
And at this point, it seems like it should have been here. I literally rethought of it this morning when we were preparing to record. And then I thought, didn't he say he was going to mail me something? I thought,
I mailed you something and you haven't gotten it yet?
No. Are you sure you got the right address?
Oh gosh, I think I did. Maybe somebody stole it from your front porch or something.
No, girl, we're always home.
Baby, yes, I mailed you something and the kids know what I mailed you.
Would have it been in a box or an envelope?
It's in an envelope.
Oh, so it would have just been like normal mail.
Yes.
Okay, then maybe my roommate put it in the mail basket and I just didn't see it.
Honey, go check it. It's an envelope that's puffy. Like
we would have seen that.
It is package. It is a package. Once you get it, you're not allowed to open it until we are both recording a podcast.
I remembered you said that, but our mail people love to give our mail to the neighbors. So maybe I'll have to go ask the neighbor.
Well, it says Corey Cool on it, but yeah, okay. Hey, I exchanged my EDC ticket for next year. How sad!
I heard that's not sad.
I mean, it feels like it's like the thing I should do, but like, womp womp.
Listen, baby, we could dance a Joshua tree.
That's true. Oh my God.
You can turn my sixes to nines.
We were dancing in Joshua Tree this past weekend. We were, like the wind was blowing. We all had like little, I brought all of my capey shawl things, you know, from
oh, I know.
I have one from ASOS. I have two from Uniqlo. They're beautiful. And, oh my God, it was like a magical deserty vibe. And I was like really feeling the fantasy and I loved it. It was a fun time, my dear.
Well, that sounds magical. I'm so jealous that I missed it.
What did you do this past weekend?
I ran almost 20 miles in two days. I've really upped my mileage the last couple of weeks.
Well,
I went to a little outdoor park gathering with just a couple friends, and I brought these little cheese sticks wrapped in salami that were a hit.
I brought
sliced kiwi, and everyone was like, "Oh, kiwi, kiwi." And I said, yes, kiwi.
Oh. Do you know what Jamie brought to Joshua Tree? An entire banana cream pie Cheesecake Factory cheesecake. An entire cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory. It was next level.
When my friends do that, they always get red velvet. And I'm like, well, I'll eat
my
it,
group
but
of friends is
better
very,
flavors.
It's very committed to banana cream pie cheesecake. Like, I think all of us agree, and it's an unspoken thing that's all we get from Cheesecake Factory.
You should. I would choose that over the Red Valve.
It's good. It's good. Well, Corey, I think that's all the time.
I think we nailed it
today. We were thinking about getting stoned for the episode, but I have a very big work meeting in like an hour, and so like I was like, oh, I can't do it. But maybe would you be down? Tell me if you would be down, where we would possibly have a stoned episode next week to celebrate 420 in lateness.
I'm in.
And Corey, by the time we record that, guess what? I'll have
a new hole.
kind of two of them.
Two new holes.
Yep.
What are you getting? Something pierced?
Kind of almost a little bit, kind of. You'll see next week.
I don't get to know. Wow.
You'll really find out next week.
Really the cliffhanger I was hoping for.
It's the biggest thing that's ever happened to me.
That can't possibly be true.
No,
it's
not true, but it is two holes are happening to my body and they'll be done by next week.
You're getting LASIK eye surgery next week?
Well, we'll see you next week. stoned episode where I will have 20/20 vision.
Wow, really?
I know, yeah.
When are you getting it?
This week.
Well, what day?
Thursday.
Oh my God.
It's happening, baby.
I should send flowers that you can't, and you won't be able to see them, but you'll be able to sniff them.
Thank you. I will be sniffing them.
But then what? You're just going to wear glasses that look like glasses?
I don't know.
But you're not going to wear glasses?
I haven't thought this through yet.
What about your permanent eye bumps?
Oh, on my nose?
Yeah. Aren't those a permanent fixture of your body? Do those ever go away?
I don't know. If I didn't wear glasses.
Sit there without glasses for a minute. Ew.
Hey! How dare.
I'm just kidding. If you lose your glasses, you should bring back your eyebrow ring.
There's still time.
What's the recovery period like?
Like a day. I'll let you know everything on Tuesday
okay.
when I'm
well,
stoned.
I hope everything goes well.
It will. There's nothing to fear. I'm actually very content and very excited and everything's going to go perfectly well.
Aren't you awake for it?
I'll tell you everything next
okay.
week.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm edging.
Okay.
Well, I can't wait to find out.
Stay tuned. I'll see you next week. Be sure to have your weed ready and we will have our late 420. We will celebrate 427.
Let's get lit.
Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me looking in the neighbor's mailboxes for my fucking mail.
Okay. You can find me You can find
me at the optometrist.
At the optometrist. No, you can find me. Actually, you can find me at the optometrist.
Do you put the top in optometrist, baby?
Optometrist? Yes. Top choptrist. Top a choptrist.
Optometrist.
How do you even say the regular word? Optometrist.
Yeah.
Optometrist.
Yeah.
Optometrist. I'm going to ask her what a top optometrist is called.
Please do report back. Don't lick her fingers.
I'll try. I'll try. Okay, later.
Bye.